Okay, let's get into talking about Sefer Yirmiyahu. We'll have a little introduction today before we get into the actual Sefer, as we have the schus of discussing the second of the Nevi'im Achronim. We started a number of years ago with Sefer Yehoshua. We were zocha to complete and learn together the Nevi'im Rishonim, and then last year we started the Nevi'im Achronim with Yeshayahu, and now we have Yirmiyahu. The Gemara tells us the order of the Nevi'im Achronim is, as we have it, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, and Shreyasar, even though there are various orders given in Chazal. But the Gemara talks about this in Baba Basra on Dav Yud Dal Adam Abayis. Why is that the order? Michdi, asked the Gemara. Yeshayahu Kadim, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Liktim Ilei Sheol Bereisha. According to the Gemara's version, the Gemara quotes a Braisa that has Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Yeshayahu, Shemasar. That's a different order than we have. It has Yirmiyahu first, then Yechezkel, then Yeshayahu. So why is that true if Yeshayahu was much earlier? Yeshayahu was 150 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Yirmiyahu witnessed the Churban Beis HaMikdash. As we're going to see, he complained he was the only Navi that not only foretold it, but he witnessed it. So why isn't Yeshayahu earlier, like our order, Kivan the Malachim, Sofi Churbana, since the end of Malachim is all about Churban, the end of Malachim Beis, V'Yirmiyahu Kulei Churban, and Yirmiyahu is all Churban, V'Yechezkel Reishi Churban of Sefi Nechemta, and Yechezkel starts off with Churban, put all the Churbans together, and Yishayahu Kulei Nechemta, so Samchinan Churbana L'Churbana, V'Nechemta L'Nechemta. That is the order. But we have the other, we have the order of the question. We have Yishayahu earlier, right, chronologically, Yirmiyahu, and then Yechezkel. Treyasar span the generations, so that's why they're all put together, because they're just quantitatively smaller. So that is in terms of the order. So we are up to Sefer. We are up to Sefer Yeshayahu. The content of Yeshayahu, even before that, who wrote Yeshayahu? Yirmiyahu. Who wrote Yirmiyahu? So Yirmiyahu wrote. We discussed in Yeshayahu did not write his own Sefer because he was killed. So he didn't write, wasn't able at the end of his life to gather his thoughts and to write it. But Yirmiyahu wrote his Sefer. The Gemara says the first line of Baba Basra, Tesvava ben Aleph, Yirmiyahu Kasav Sifro, V'Sefer Melachim, V'Kinos. Kinos meaning Echa. So Yirmiyahu writes both in Nevi'im and in Ksuvim, right? He has Malachim and Yirmiyahu, and he has Echa. The Barbanel points out that it was written, it has a different purpose and a different mahus. We've discussed in the past the difference between a Nevi'im and Ksuvim, based on the Gemara Megillah Dav Zion. Nevi'im is Nitan Ladaber. It's a message to be given over Baal Peh. Niv Svatayim. Ksuvim is Nitan Lehikasev. Right, so Yirmiyahu, we have both. Yeah, Barbanel talks about that chilek between Yirmiyahu and Echa, though it is the same author. There is, though, a major change once we get to Sefer Yirmiyahu. Until... Not just Yirmiyahu, who was the Nevi'im earlier, but Yirmiyahu really brought it to a fore. As we know, up until 150, 200 years before that, even before the times of Yeshayahu, until the times of Hosea, all the Nevuos were, if you sin, if you are problematic, if you go away from Hashem, the enemies will come and going to destroy you, they're going to hurt you, they're going to break this, that, they're going to attack you, you're going to have servitude, you're going to be have to tax them. But all of a sudden, over the past couple hundred years, from Hosea, and we had a lot of it in Yeshayahu, if you continue, then you will be exiled. You will go into Golus. Right? That is something new. And Yirmiyahu, by the time Yirmiyahu comes along, 58 or so years he was born, before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it was reaching the point of no return. And at a certain point, it was bound to happen. And he wasn't even telling them that you could save it now, but at least you could soften it. Right? There's a pasuk in Yechezkel, in Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud Dalet, where the Yechezkel says what it could be if they do a little tshuva. Yos mamlacha shvala levilti hisnase lishmaris briso laamda. Right, you'll be a vassal state to Bavel, but don't think it's not going to happen. It's going to happen. Oh, the avodah zara is so ingrained. There's a point of no return, and that's what Yirmiyahu heard, and that's what Yirmiyahu was the most tortured navi throughout his life. He had to suffer through Jews who didn't want to listen to him, through Nevi'e Sheker who wanted to undo what he had to say. He had a very, very difficult life. We think of Yirmiyahu a navi, but very difficult, right? The pasuk says, beginning of Echa and Perek Gimel, beginning of Perek Gimel of Echa, Ani Agever Ra'a Ani B'Shevet Evraso. Yirmiyahu says in Perek Gimel, which is said to be the hesped for Yoshio HaMelech, which Pesachim will talk about soon, I am the man, I have seen Ani B'Shevet Evraso. What does that mean? Says Rashi, there in Echa, Hayem Misonein Yirmiyahu Lomar, Ani Agever Ra'a Ani, Asher Ra'a Oni Mikol HaNevi'im Shed Nisnabu, Al Churban korban abayis shebi yimeihem lo nechrev abayis ki im biyamai. Everybody else spoke about it and foresaw it, but I lived through it. I lived through it, and why do I bemoaning his fate? But that is Yirmiyahu. When did he live? So the beginning of the Sefer tells us, but let's just go back in time to review a little bit the ups and downs of Malchus Yehuda. Yirmiyahu obviously lived through the end of Malchus Yehuda. We start in the middle with Achaz. Achaz was a terrible king, one of the Rishayim, but that was down. Then he went up. Then his son, Yechizkiyahu HaMelech, was one of the greatest kings of the world. As we know, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadi Dalid, that he could have been Mashiach had he sung Shira. When the massacre of Asher and the 185,000 troops died overnight. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos Chizkiyahu Mashiach v'sancherev Gog u'Magog. Amar Midas Din l'vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Midas Din said no. But either way, you see how great Chizkiyahu was and the unbelievable Torah learning that took place in the times of Chizkiyahu. He undid what his father did, and then it flipped back. Remember the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud, he didn't want to have a child because he foresaw b'nevuah that he was going to have Menashe as a child. But as Yeshayahu Navi told him, "Padi Kafshi Rachman Alamalach." Yeshayahu lived at the time of Chizkiyahu. That was 150 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and he had a son, Menashe. Menashe was the longest reigning king in Malchus Yehuda. He took over when he was 12, and he ruled for 55 years. A very long Malchus, but he was extremely an extreme Rasha. Right? The Gemara tells us about all the Avodah Zarah that he brought. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel discusses the rishus, all the different types of averus that he performed, Rachman al Islan, and he did a lahachis. The pasukim alachim beis and parachafal discusses the lahachis nature of his averus. Then came his son Amon, who was only ruled for a couple of years, but Amon tried to do even worse. He tried to do even worse than his father did. The Gemara in Sanhedrin there, Daf Kuf Gimel Amabit, discusses Amon hirba ashma. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar chad amar shesaraf es haTorah. He burned the Torah in public. The Chadamar Sheba al Imo. And one says he was with his mother. Amr lo Imo. And the Gemara even says his mother said to him, Klum yesh lecha hanoa mimakom sheyasas mimenu. Does this give you pleasure? Amr le, Klum ani ose el lahachis es bar'i. I'm just doing this to make God mad. That was Amon. That's how low Am Yisrael had sunk. And again, if it's a king, that means many Jews were along with that. So we had Achaz, then Chizkiyahu up, then Menashe and Amon down. And amazingly, somehow Amon had a son. Amon had a son, Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Again, one of the bright spots in our history, as is described in Malachim Beis, in Perek, Chav Gimel, all of the amazing things that Yoshiyahu HaMelech brought about, a tremendous tshuva movement in his day, which we read about, and things were looking up. If he wouldn't have been killed, so then it could have been amazing, Yirmiyahu was saying. If we read Perachav Gimel, he broke the idols. Vayishlach HaMelech Vayasvilach Kol Zikli Liv Yishalayim. Vayal HaMelech Beit HaShem Kol Ish Yisrael. They came up to the Beis HaMikdash. Vayikra Bazneim as Kol Devrei HaSefer HaBris HaNimso Beit HaShem. He read the Torah, and he stood on the Bima, and they opened up the Sefer HaBris, and what happens? And they got rid of the Baal, Vayosi as Asherah, unbelievable tshuva movement. Vatimi as a Tophis, Vyashbis as a Susa, Mashanasu, Malchi Yudala Shemesh. Vakul, the entire parak in Parak of Gimel discusses the amazing tshuva movement that the Yoshiyahu did, got rid of Ov and Yidoni, and the Pasuk even says, V'chamohu lohaya lefanav melech, asher shav el Hashem b'chol avavo, uv'chol nafsho, uv'chol mo'odo, k'chol toras Moshe, v'yacharav lo kam kamohu. Nobody before him, and nobody like him. Amazing, that is what happened. We discussed, when we had this Pasuk back in Malachim, does that really mean literally? There was nobody before and like him? What does that mean? Right, so the Radak says, Shecharad ledivrei Torah va'asa k'chol ha'kasaba v'hisra abamos l'hishir echad in terms of tshuva. I mean, it doesn't mean that there was nobody like him. But again, he was amazing. But then he says, Ach lo shav Hashem, but then the Pasuk adds, that Hashem did not take away the anger. Why is that? The Gemara in Titus tells us that Am Yisrael weren't all. Not everybody did tshuva. Not everybody. They tried to hide the idols on the back of their doors. So when people went to search for the Avodah Zarah, they didn't see it. Either way, but Yoshua HaMelech, the Navi tells us later on, at the end of Perachav Gimel, he was somewhat He didn't actually listen to the Navi. The Navi told him, let Paranecho go through your land on his way to fight a war that had nothing to do with them. And Yoshio says, no, I'm going to go and I'm going to fight him. He goes and he is killed in battle. And that was really the final chance that Am Yisrael had after Yoshiyahu was killed. What's amazing was that this was the only Navi, Yoshiyahu, that was forecast hundreds of years earlier. Again, we discussed this. The beginning of Malachim, Beis, when Ido, Malachim Aleph, at the beginning of the story, in Perek Yud Gimel, when Ido and Yeravam was on the Mizbeach, and Ido was saying what was going to be, and his bones were going to be undone, and don't think you're going to get away with it, says the Ito to Yeravam. Hine ben nola lebeis David Yoshiyahu shmo. V'zavach alecha as kohanei abamos hamaktirim alecha. Your bones are going to burn. Atzmos adam yisrifu alecha. And that's what happened hundreds of years earlier. Yoshiyahu, right? That nevuah, that name was said by nevuah, and that's who brought Am Yisrael back with their last chance. But after that, after he was killed, and Yirmiyahu eulogized, the entire paragimel of Eicha is a eulogy for Yoshiyahu, it was all downhill. His three sons became king after him. First Yehoahaz, who was king for 3 months, not a good malchus. Then Yehoyakim, the second son, for 11 years, terrible. He did terrible things, the Gemara also says, regarding Avodah Zarah. And then after that, his son, Yehoyakim's son, meaning Yoshio's grandson, was king for 3 months. During that time was the galus of most of the Talmidei Chachamim, what's called the galus of the Cheresh and the Masker. He did Shuva eventually, actually, in Bavel. But after he was led into galus, Tzidkiyahu, the third son of Yoshiyahu, was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar for the end of the Malchus. Eventually he rebelled. His eyes were blinded, as we learned at the end of Sefer Malachim. He eventually goes into Bavel. And Yirmiyahu Anavi is Navi during the times of Yoshiyahu and on, towards the end. Yoshiyahu and all these other kings, Yehoahaz, Yehoyakim, and Tzidkiyahu, and he lives through the Churban. His death is unclear. Where did Yirmiyahu Anavi die? Was it in Mitzrayim? Was it in Bavel? The text is silent on that, but it is not clear. That's basically the historical background of when he lived. One of the major emphases in the Sefer, at different times, will be the Nevi'e Sheker. He had to not only try to convince Klal Yisrael, but there were people amongst Klal Yisrael that, A, said in the name of Hashem, not just in the name of Avodah Zarah, which we're used to, but in the name of Hashem. Hashem said, right, they said Hashem said, Yirmiyahu, you are misinterpreting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, right? Of course we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they caused so many tzaras, all of Klal Yisrael ganged up on Yirmiyahu a couple of times. He was thrown into jail and thrown into prison, as we will see. But again, this desire to be led astray is something that we have a hard time fathoming, whether it's Mamash Avodah Zarah or the Nevi'e Sheker. But remember, the Gemara says that there was a tremendous taiva for this, which we can't understand. The Gemara says in two places that the Anshei Knesset Zagadola saw that we couldn't survive with such a taiva, so they davened and they got rid of it. They got rid of the taiva for Avodah Zarah. Right? We think that, oh, we're on such a higher level. Right, we have the taiva for own averus, so they have the taiva for avodah zarah. Right, we're all in the same boat. We're all this. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar discusses this in Maimer Yud Beis in the title. You can get the message of the whole Maimer from the title. Or the Choshech Sheba Adam. We have Or and Choshech in us. We have light and darkness. He starts off by quoting the Gemara we just read about Amon. Amon is Baal Imo. Why? Because I want to make my creator angry. So he knew there was a creator. He knew there was a creator, and he still did it. Because there was a taiva. There was a taiva, whether it's for Avodah Zarah, whether it's for Arias, and V'nirin Advarim, Shebizmach, Yetzir Shal Avodah Zarah, Shalat, Haisuzu Taiva Kishar Taivas, Velosha Avodah Avodah Zarah, Rak Mitzat Toas Pakarasa. But it wasn't just in the head. It was a taiva, like we have a taiva for all the other Averis. Right? We just cannot fathom it, but that is what existed. Right? Along these lines, we could also quote the Gemara in Chelek. All of these Gemaras are in Chelek. Adaf Kufbeis, where the Gemara says that Rav Ashi was about to give shir, and he tells his Talmidim, you know, tomorrow we're going to talk about one of our chavrein. Right? He doesn't put the person on a higher pedestal. And he was going to talk about Menashe HaMelech. And that night Menashe comes to him in a dream and says, you're calling me a friend? You know, he asks him a halachic shiloh, which he doesn't know the answer to. And he says, you're calling me a friend? And you don't even know the basic halachas. So Rav Ashi says, at least tell me what the answer is. He tells him the answer. So he says to him, he says, if you're such a Talmud Chacham, then Why did you worship Abarazara? Me'achar dechachmisu kulehai. My time of kol palchisu lavodas kochavim. Omerle says Menashe to Ravashi. I havis hasam, havis nakitna b'shipoli glima v'rehitas abasrai. You would run after me to serve the idol. Meaning you can understand it. So, but again, we have to understand that this was a time of terrible sin, and people were not listening to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and we can learn the lessons of history. And again, we still don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we're no better off. We're no better off in our Sinas Chinam and in our Taiva to say Lashon Hara v'chul. Okay, a couple of other points. We mentioned that the Gemara says that this Sefer is Kula Churban. Right? That's why how the Gemara characterized it, and that's why it wanted to put it right after, according to one version, Yirmiyahu comes right after Malachim, because there's a continuation of the Churban. Rabbeinu Bachai, though, in the Karakemach, notes that, he quotes a Rashi, which we don't know where this Rashi is. Rabbi Shevel on the bottom just says, I looked for this Rashi, I couldn't find it. And if he couldn't find it, that means he looked in a lot of places. On page Kuf Tesvav, he says, Ein v'kol nevuas ha-neviim, nechamos asidos machzikos tovos. There is no greater Navi that talks about great future events about the Geula can nechamos Yirmiyahu, like Yirmiyahu. And he quotes a few psukim, meaning even in the Churban. Even in the Churban, Hashem says, I'm with you. The Nevuah Zusha Yirmiyahu Asita Lavo Bugula Achrona. He quotes Nevuahs that did not come true during Bayesheni, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says. So it must be, he says, look at the end of Eicha. What do we say? Ashivedu Hashem Elechav and Ashuva. Chade Shemeni Kekedan. That's how Eicha ends. And then it says, Ki Ma'os Ma'astanu. Says the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, there's a difference between Me'isa and Kitzifa. Right? Me'isa Kitzifa, right? Katzafta Aleinu Ad Ma'od. Katsafta means anger, but it's going to subside. Me'isa might be permanent. So says Rabbeinu Bachai in the Katakemach, there is nechama even in these prakim. In Perak Lamed Aleph, here we'll get to it. Be'ez Hashem, it talks about a return, a great nechama, a great psukim there in Perak Lamed Aleph that we will see. Good. A couple of other points relating to Yirmiyahu Hanavi. The Rambam writes in the Hagdama to Mishnah Torah, we know that he talks about the Ba'alei HaMesorah. Right? They were great gedolim in every generation, but the Rambam talks about his 30 Ba'alei HaMesorah, going from HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way down to Rabbi Yehuda, to Ravina and Ravashi. So he has 40 of them. In that line, of course, is Yirmiyahu. He goes from Moshe, Yoshua, Pinchas, Eli, Shmuel, David, Achia, Hashiloni, Eliyahu HaNavi, Elisha, Yehoyada, Zachariah, Yehoshea. So here we go now, the Nevi'im. We also have, but Hosea, we said that's when the switch in the content. Hosea was number 20, number 11. I'm going backwards here. Hosea, Amos, Yeshayahu, Micha, Yoel, Nachum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Yirmiyahu. So a couple of the trails are before Yirmiyahu, according to the Rambam's version, Yirmiyahu got it from Zephaniah. Others, there's a Medrash that says that he got it from Yoel, but either way, Yirmiyahu got it here. Yirmiyahu, I didn't mention this before, Yirmiyahu was a Navi at the same time as Zephaniah and Chulda. The Gemara talks about that as well. But Yirmiyahu was number 20, if you look on the Rambam's list, and that was before Baruch and Ezra and Shimon HaTzadik v'chulu. So he was late amongst the Nevi'im, but this is, as we know, by the beginning of Bayesheni is when the Nevuah ended, right? Some say, the Gra says, Nevuah had to end because the Taiva for Avodah Zarah was taken away. And Hashem always levels the playing field. So if we lose a tremendous Chet and Tumah, we have to lose a tremendous positive on the other side, and that is Nevuah. So that he is one of the Ba'alei HaMesorah. Again, he was born about 58 years before the Churban. When he actually died is unclear. A little bit after the Churban, he suffered more than any other Navi. This just a tremendous pain in a lot of his words. But he did see himself in the context of all the other Nevi'im. If you look at the Das Mikra, has a comment on in its Hagdama that if you notice in the Psukim in Yirmiyahu, more than any other Navi, he sees himself as a link in the chain of Nevi'im from the beginning of time to the end of time. Ein lecha Navi shehidgish b'nevu osav kemo Yirmiyahu she'ein ha-Navi el-chulya achas b'sharsheres arucha shel Nevi'im she'rosha b'yitzias Mitzrayim. As he writes, we're going to see it in Perek Zayin, l'min ha-yom asher yatzav avoseich ha-miris Mitzrayim al-yom hazeh v'eshlach aleichem es kol avdei ha-Nevi'im yom hashkeim v'shalach v'chulu. And what is Yirmiyahu saying? Because all Nevi'im have one purpose, from the beginning of time to the end of time, to bring people closer to Hashem. Bahus achas hoysa lechol anaviyim arabim alalu b'meshach kol adoros shayukulam avdei Hashem osi ritzono v'shalom nibu bilibam v'lo mishalahem hoysa nevuasam elabale meshach Hashem, and they're just doing the shlichus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that was the purpose today, as it's been forever, going back in time and into the future. And his nevuahs are about our relationship to Hashem and our relationship to Hashem to Am Yisrael and the others. He does talk about other nations as well. There's more than 20 different nations besides Am Yisrael quoted. But obviously his main purpose is to talk to Am Yisrael to forewarn them about the Churban. Again, by his time it was almost set in stone already, but it was trying to give them some more warning to try to soften the blow. They did not listen, and at the end of it, during the Churban and after the Churban for a little bit, he had to give them the chama and say, it's going to get better, it's going to happen. But either way, these are a couple of words on Sefer Yirmiyahu, which Baruch Hashem, we get to dig into the 52 prakim in Yirmiyahu, which by the way has more psukim than any of the other Nevi'im Achronim. Right, it doesn't have as many prakim. Right, the Yishayo, I think, had 66 prakim. This only has 52, but it has 1,365 psukim, meaning the prakim are going to be larger here in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Okay, we will stop here. Baruch Hashem, we had a haschala. Next time we will pick up with Perek Aleph.